You are well, you people. Yes, you are well.
Yes.
We are well.
You are well, Raja. We have seen you before.
Raja.
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
Very well. You live for a time in our country, I understand. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you will enjoy our country.
Love it.
Yes. We would have made Buddhist monk of you had you been in our time. But you would have to shave her head.
What time frame are we talking here?
I live in China. Yin.
800.
Long ago from your time.
Were you a Buddhist monk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you give me an area in China?
I live in south of country, in mountains.
Mm-hmm. Were you happy then?
Beautiful country. Yes, I'm very happy. Mm-hmm. Very happy. Whether my monks under me, who I supervised, were always happy with me. Another question.
Was it
fatherly to them, yes. I try to be fatherly to them.
Was it a difficult life?
Yes, it was without your modern conveniences. Mm-hmm. We had food, but not too much food. We live long days in field, working crops. Yes. We spend much time in meditation. It was a life of great discipline. Great discipline. This, my friends, is what you need. You asked before, Laro, about ways to develop mediumship. Most important thing to develop mediumship is discipline, perseverance, patience, yes, regular practice. This is most important. But people in your time are otherwise occupied by things around them. You in your time are suffering many distractions, which makes it difficult to develop mediumship. This is so, yes? Therefore, if you wish to develop mediumship, you must try to bring in this element of disciplined practice. Then you will find, my friends, that you will truly develop, because it is, as you were told, latent in all of you to some degree or other. Therefore, all you have to do is pick up the thread, yes, and follow it. But this is not easy.
Do you work through other people besides Paul?
No, do not. Mm-hmm. This is hard work enough, he says. Why go looking for more work?
When did you start working with Paul?
We started working with him 7-8 years ago. But I know him from previous time.
Oh,
okay. He was monk in my monastery many time ago. Therefore, we have what you would call a connection already established. A thread which is linking us, which has made it easier for us to work together. Yes.
Is that true of mediums that have guides that they
no,
often had? No.
Not always.
No.
It is often case, but not always case. Yes. Therefore, it is an individual thing. Sometimes God works with a medium whom they have had no previous connection with. But sometimes it is, as in this case, that we have connection with Him. Yes, you can ask.
My name is Kim, and I would like to know any past lives that are influencing me today.
We feel a South American connection with you, Kim. South American connection with native peoples of those regions.
Yes.
Civilized. One of great civilizations, though, in South America. You are a woman of influence. We feel in this time, yes, woman of influence. People listen to what you say and jumped when you spoke. Well, you cannot have this all of the time. It would not be good for you, yes. We have, my friends, all of us lived through many incarnations upon this earth plane. We have lived in many countries, been the nationals of many different countries. But all of this richness of experience is good for us. It helps us to develop in different ways. Therefore, you find yourself drawn to certain conditions in each incarnation, to balance, to help you to develop certain ways in your present incarnation. You speak, Roger. Yes.
Yes. Can you see, we have a metaphysical society in Penticton with many different interesting people coming through it, including Paul. It's a place of meeting for people like us to talk to the other side. Do you see us ever having our own building
here
in the Penticton area?
Yes, we see it coming in the future time.
When?
When you have built it. When I speak of built it, I do not necessarily mean building it bit by bit, yes. But when you have done work for this time to come, it will come. But you must be patient, my friends, yes. Patient. As you grow, you will attract more people, yes. You must embrace these people, my friends. These groups you form on the earth plane are difficult, yes. You have many people of like mind, many people of loving heart, but you have many people of different stages of development. And I speak of development not only in terms of such thing as mediumship, but also in terms of people's development in expression of their ability to love, yes, and to have compassion. Yet these people also, my friends, you must embrace. For you should think also of your past lives again, yes. For in your past lives, you too may have been people who were of limited ability to love and demonstrate compassion. Therefore, for those who are limited in their ability to love and show compassion, you must be extra compassionate and tolerant and patient. For if you wish your organization to grow, you must be embracing. Yes. We have spirit who spoke through this one, who was called an Aurea. She spoke of the embracingness. We often speak of the one mind, the suchness which embraces all. She spoke of the embracingness which embraces all. And so, my friends, we would urge you to embrace all in this embracingness, no matter what their weakness is, no matter what stage of development they are at. And you must find some way to accommodate all that your organization may grow and flourish and grow strong. As your organization grows strong and big, then you will have the means to build whatever you wish. Yes?
Yes.
Or to find something suitable for whatever you wish.
Yes. Thank you.
I have a question. I talked to you a long time ago, but it's a different one this time. My name's Pam. I was watching a show called The Secret, and it's about the power of your thoughts and believing with everything in you for things to come about. And I've gone through some very traumatic times lately, and I'm wondering if I keep believing and keep believing of a good outcome, will it come?
You must keep positive. You
yes.
say, Pam, yes?
Yes.
You must keep positive, Pam. You must keep thought positive.
I keep doing that. It's going to work. I believe it will work. Do you think so, too?
It is important for you to be positive, regardless of what. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Davia. Davia said stories some while ago. Yes. A friend of his. When he lived on Earth plane. They both set off on separate journeys, yes. One person set off down valley where sun did never shine, for it was such a deep valley. The path took him down into darkness beside a swamp which stank. The water was so stagnant down there. He felt without life down there in that valley. And he spent the whole day down there walking around. When he'd finished his walk, he came back up the path and he met Davia on the high road again. And he asked Davia, what kind of day have you had, Davia? What kind of walk was your walk? Davia said he walked along the high ridge of the mountain. In the sweet sunshine, in the blue clear sky. And he sang to the eagles as they soared on high. And everywhere he looked, he could see green forests, beautiful flowers, the sweet fresh air blowing around him. And his friend said to Davia, Davia, I have had a terrible time. I walked down into the deep, dark valley. I walked beside the stagnant water. It stank so much, Davia. I felt my soul oppressed. I felt the life crushed from me. Davia said to him, my friend, no longer walk down that path to the valley. Next time, walk with me on the high mountain ridge. You follow the meaning of Davia's story.
Yes, I do.
Keep your thoughts positive, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You will be rewarded. Keep your faith and your hope, my friend. You will be rewarded.
Okay. Thank you.
But the very positive intent which you build into your thoughts and your life will take you in the direction which you seek, which you need. Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Thank you very much.
I have a question. Will the pine beetle kill all the forests in British Columbia?
Yes, it will do much damage. But you must do what you can, my friend. Herman, yes, you must do what you can, my friend. Your government must do what it can to arrest the disease. Yes. But nature can recover. Mother Earth is strong. It will regenerate, it shall recover. But you should do what you can to help your Mother Earth.
Can I ask a question? My name's Gordon.
Gordon.
It's about reincarnation. And I just want to confirm or ask you the choices that we make before we reincarnate, how we go about them before we reincarnate.
Some do not go about them, my friend. But you would, yes.
Yeah.
Some you see us so attracted to the earth plane that they are looking for a new body as soon as they have left last one. The interval between one incarnation and the next is sometimes very small. Most people live some time in the spirit plane before they would reincarnate. When I say some time, we would be talking of many hundreds or thousands of years of your time. Some would come back in a score of years, or four score of years. There is no written law, rule in stone. Each is according to need of the person. And most times, people who come back to reincarnate would have had counsel of spirit guides, would have thought through themselves what they would need from next incarnation. But you have a saying in your time, best laid plans, yes? And we may change this to best laid intentions, yes? For what is intended does not always come about. Because when you are here, it may be different ball game, yes, to what you thought when you are spirit side. But this does not matter. This is all part of development, of evolution, of emergence, yes. Therefore, it does not matter in long scheme of things.
Do we choose the parents who come through?
Yes. More often than not. Sometimes, though, it is more important to choose situation as much as it is to choose parent. For situation creates experiences. Experiences create learning opportunities. This is what we are here for on Earth plane. Learning opportunities to see how we respond to them. To see how we grow through them or not. But we are all on the upward path up the mountainside. We are all walking the path. We all grow.
This is Kim again, and I just wanted to ask the Native South American tribe that was in my past life, what was the name of the tribe?
He says to me, Kia, you want jam on it. Yeah. You understand this expression?
No.
You want icing on cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He say Inca.
Inside the caves, and looking around was all white caves built into this mountain, and the floor was like a clay colored flooring. Can you tell me if that was a past life, if I was living in that time, or where that would have been, what area or era?
You have all, many of you, most of you, lived in that time. It is statistical probability. Yes. But yes, to your question, yes.
But would it, what, can you tell me what, where that would have been? What country?
Africa.
Africa?
Yeah.
Thank you.
He said to me, time for old hay to move on. I have to follow his orders, yes? So old hay, move on. Nice to have talked to you, my friends.
Thank you.
My beautiful friends.
Pleasure,
hey. We speak perhaps again sometime. Mm-hmm. Goodbye, my beautiful friends.
Bye.
Bye, hey.
All right.